did I say? Doesn't matter for it.
It won't matter.
No,
this is all.
I don't think it will.
I actually read the transcripts from when they interviewed you in 1987 at Columbia. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I read that.
I know the person. Yeah.
Dick somebody.
No, he became on the board of Haystack. I don't.
It was very interesting.
Was it?
They wanted to make sure that we covered different. I mean, I'll be asking you some different things because I have different angles that.
Margaret.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give the introduction then. This is Margaret Carney interviewing Robert Turner at the Smithsonian Recording Studio in Washington, D.C. on June 11th, 2001. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Margaret.
I'm going to start with a basic question for you. When were you born and where were you born?
If the records are correct, I was born in Port Washington, New York. And that was July 22, 1913, so I'm told.
All right. Where is Port Washington, New York?
It's out on the, really on the Sound, partway out, I suppose, less than an hour out from Manhattan, on Long Island.
Long Island, North,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And did you grow up there on Long Island?
No, grew up in Brooklyn and went to school in Brooklyn all until graduation.
All right, and why was your family in New York?
Well, my father's business was there.
And what business was that?
He was in construction, and it was called Turner Concrete. It was, what are the great bars they put in concrete, you know.
Oh, the reinforced rods.
That really was what he was, reinforced concrete. And he really, I think, developed that in a way that became even known. I didn't know that he was one of three awarded something in France, I believe, at some point because of the development of this as a kind of a slab, that kind of thing. So he was, I guess he was important in ways that I know, as a family, you don't always recognize.
Was that a successful kind of business? It sounds like if he got awards, it must have been highly successful.
Yeah, it was very successful, and he worked from New York, and then offices developed. And now I'm informed that it's the biggest construction company in the country.
But what's it called now? Is it still Turner?
Well, it's still Turner, Turner Construction is part of it. And it was financially taken over maybe 2 years ago by a German company that wanted to use, not to change it, but to use their expertise, I suspect.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's kind of like the rest of the world being taken over by international concerns.
Oh. Yeah, it's both good and bad, I guess.
So are any members of your family still active with that?
Nephews. And perhaps, yeah. The children of nephews, that kind of thing. But our sons, no. A cousin's son, yes, still. But it's no longer central, I think, to our immediate family.
And, so your family, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had three brothers, one sister,
And where did you fall in that?
I fell in as the fourth member, which meant that I had much more freedom than the first member to do what I wanted. And I'm amazed that my father sympathized with my wanting to get into art, of all things, after college.
So can you tell me a little bit about your background, how you ended up in art? Were you influenced in high school at all? Or as you were growing up, were you drawing or painting or making things out of clay? How did you kind of fall into that?
Well, it was not unusual at all for someone to be drawing and making plasticine models of things. And my mother encouraged that, and I remember she encouraged me getting, at least for 1 year, drawing lessons up at Pratt Institute or somebody from Pratt Institute. And I drew for the school magazine. I was, on that